Welcome back to another episode of Rail Fan Landon Podcast Edition. With you as usual, my name is Lance Doma. I'm here with
Rail Fan Landon.
And this is episode 4 of season 1. And today we're going to break from our norm a little bit and take a little path off the beaten path, or take a trail off the beaten path. Today will be a mini episode of weird, wild, and otherwise fun train stuff. So, Landon, would you like to introduce today's topic of weird, wild, and otherwise fun stuff?
Yeah, the first place is Rochelle, Illinois. There's a cool railroad attraction there where two lines cross like a diamond. A diamond is like two rails crossing each other, two different rail companies crossing each other.
Every day tempting fate, huh? Great danger. What rails are crossing paths there?
BNSF and Union Pacific.
Union Pacific and BNSF meeting there. From there, the path continues. What other interesting details come about from there?
Well, it's a pretty... It's just a beautiful park they redid.
Okay.
From this wetland area. Okay. To now just a beautiful place for people to watch trains. And actually, if you really in the rail fan have a mobile scanner,
mm-hmm.
or any type of scanner, you can search up the, they have on a little piece of paper weathered.
Okay.
And like they have a little gazebo, and they have two pieces of paper of which scanner frequencies there are.
Okay.
From right. Each railroad.
So when you pull, you there's ample parking, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And when you go up, do they have like a shop or anything like that, restrooms, things like that?
Yes, they have a restroom and a little gift shop.
Okay. Are there food options there or nearby?
Nearby, McDonald's or Culver's.
I know which one of those two I select every time.
Yeah.
Shout out to Craig Culver out there from me, by the way. So you hit up Culver's, you go over there, and what are we going to see while we're there?
Well, you're gonna see. Oh, we're going to see pretty much. What about the food or?
I don't know. I guess as far as what will a rail fan, somebody who appreciates the rail. What are they going to see that's going to be really kind of the selling point for them, you think?
There's about 80 trains a day.
Wow.
Both lines.
That is a lot of activity at a meeting point. How do they coordinate that in a way that's
coordinate it with someone called Dispatcher.
Mm-hmm.
They connect with BNSF Dispatcher and Union Pacific Dispatcher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they let each other know when one train's going through. It's by PTC, it's Positive Train Control, by the way.
All right.
And signaling. Okay. So.
Do you know if there's any special events that are held in Rochelle regarding the rail?
Well, towards the end of summer, like last September, actually, August, September, they had the Big Boy 4014, which we'll talk about in the next episode, by the way.
There you go. Well, that's a perfect segue into that. All right. Well, did you want to continue and talk about any other oddities today, or did you want to say, let's save those for later?
There's one more place that I went when I was a kid. I was probably 10, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Went with my grandparents, actually.
Okay.
To... What is it called? North Platte, Nebraska.
Okay.
Golden Spike Tower, where you can watch the most crazy, busy, but cool, interesting National Railroad Museum at North Platte, Nebraska.
All right. Great.
And it's the biggest yard in North America. Not North America. Biggest yard in the whole United States.
In the United States. That's impressive. What do they do there all?
They service locomotives, they drop freight and switch to different trains.
Okay.
It's like a big hub there, pretty
gotcha.
Much.
It's a one-stop shop.
Yep.
Well, Landon, this is actually something I haven't told you about yet. This is a surprise on air. I have one topic that I wish to cover in a coming episode, and I want to talk about the National Railroad Museum in Ashwaubenon, Wisconsin. I'm angling to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin for the NFL draft coming up because I'm a fan, and I'm aware of this museum, and that's something that we'll preview in another episode as well.
Yeah.
That's a personal pick. So, alrighty. Well, hey, thanks for tuning into this mini episode. Again, we hope you've subscribed. If not, please do subscribe below. And again, my name is Lance Doma, signing out, and
Rail Fan Landing out.